Hi, I'm Judy Brooks.
And I'm Roy Walkenhorst, and welcome back to Healing Quest. If you're just joining us, our focus is natural approaches to optimum health and the latest in mind-body medicine.
Mm-hmm. Well, we talk a lot here on Healing Quest about how important our connection to nature is. So we're very, very fascinated by the work of a professor of forest ecology at the University of British Columbia.
Her name is Suzanne Simard, and her research has demonstrated that trees have complex networks in the forest that make it possible for intertree communication. Let me say that one more time. I mean, it's just an amazing thought. Intertree communication.
They're connected by fungal networks below ground that enable the trees to move water, carbon, and nutrients such as nitrogen between and among the trees.
She talks about an underground world, she says, of, quote, infinite biological pathways that connect trees and allow them to communicate and allow the forest to behave as though it's a single organism, unquote. She says it might remind you of a sort of intelligence, and she says, in fact, it is.
Deep in the forest, about 25 years ago, she grew 80 replicates of three species, a paper birch, a Douglas fir, and a western red cedar.
So I was really fascinated by the methodology of her experiment, because I kept thinking, how would I do this here? So I was thinking, like, in our backyard, we have this weeping willow, and in the front yard, we have a pine tree, and they're a ways apart. So what she did was she put plastic bags over the trees. She got a giant syringe and she injected into the bags. She waited an hour and at the other tree, then she put a Geiger counter in there, picked up the gas that she had injected into the other tree a long way away. She said it was one of the happiest sounds she'd ever heard when that Geiger counter said, yeah, that gas that you put in that tree a long way away is in this one as well.
She went to her first bag with the birch, and she pulled the bag off and ran her Geiger counter over the leaves, and ksh was the perfect sound. The birch had taken up the radioactive gas. Then she went over to the fir tree, and she pulled off its bag, ran the Geiger counter up its needles, and heard the Geiger counter sound go ksh. And Professor Simard said it was the sound of birch talking to fir, and birch was saying, hey, can I help you?
And fir was saying, yeah, you could send me some of your carbon because somebody just threw a shade cloth over me and I need it. But she said she checked all 80 replicates and the evidence was clear, showing that paper birch and Douglas fir were in a lively two-way conversation. And it turns out that time of year in the summer, birch was sending more carbon to fir than fir was sending back to birch, especially when the fir was shaded. But in later experiments, they found the opposite, that sometimes fir sent more carbon to birch. So she said it was all a function of what time of year it was and what each tree needed to be healthy.
You know, that gives me goosebumps.
No.
I mean, I'm telling you, I think that's amazing. I mean, I've always suspected that, but to have someone actually do the research. And it turns out that out of the two species, that they were interdependent, like yin and yang.
Yeah. Instead of being competitors in the forest for space and everything, they were cooperators. She said they found solid evidence of massive below-ground communications network, this other world, where trees were actually helping each other.
How were paper birch and Douglas fir communicating?
Well, it turns out they were conversing in the language of carbon and nitrogen and phosphorus and water and defense signals and hormones that they sent back and forth as needed.
Kind of like people do.
Well, when they're cooperating, that's exactly right. And then when they realize that we're kind of all one, but that's another whole topic. But here's how it happens. There's fungal threads, little tiny pieces of fungi, that colonize the roots of all the trees and plants. And the web is so dense that there can be hundreds and hundreds of kilometers of these threads under a single footprint. They connect different individuals in the forest, individuals not only of the same species, but other species like birch and fir. She said it kind of works like the internet.
This podcast is brought to you by Healing Quest Natural.
Clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support drinks.
More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.
And now back to Healing Quest.
It seems like that. Well, hub trees, or more fondly, they're referred to as mother trees, are the nodes on these interlinking fungal highways. And it turns out that those hub trees, or I like mother trees, mm-hmm. they nurture their young. The ones growing in the understory, the canopy.
That's right. They're literally reaching for the sun.
Mm-hmm.
She says in a single forest, a mother tree can be connected to hundreds of other trees. Professor Simard says they found mother trees will send their excess carbon through the fungal network to young seedlings. And they've associated that with increased seedling survival by 4 times.
Oh, my gosh. And they even reduced their own root competition to make elbow room for their kids, which is just... this is just amazing to me. And when the mother trees are injured or they're dying, they also send messages of wisdom on to the next generation of seedlings.
So they've traced carbon moving from an injured mother tree down her trunk into the fungal network and into her neighboring seedlings. Not only carbon, but also defense signals. And these two compounds have increased the resistance of those seedlings to future stresses. So Dr. Simard says trees talk.
Well, I always knew that. Mm-hmm. I've always talked
to trees. Well, you can feel the energy.
I can. Forests aren't simply collections of trees. They're complex systems with hubs and networks that overlap and connect the trees and allow them to communicate. And they provide avenues of feedback and adaptation. And this makes the forest resilient. That's because there are many hub trees and many overlapping networks. This is great.
And they're all working together, basically. But they're also vulnerable. They're vulnerable to natural disturbances like bark beetles that attack big old trees, and vulnerable to clear cutting, to logging, to the forest practices. So she says, you know, you can take one or two of the mother trees out, but there comes a tipping point. Because hub trees are mother trees, she says, they're like rivets in an airplane. You can take one or two out and the plane still flies. You take out one too many, and maybe that's the one holding on the wings. And the whole system collapses.
Well, the great thing about forests is they have enormous capacity to self-heal, just like people do, really. When you're doing the right things, we have the capacity to self-heal, and the forest does as well.
So she says it's really essential that we save our old-growth forests because those are the repositories of the genes and the mother trees and the fungal networks. In a way, they're the repositories of wisdom. She's saying less cutting.
So when we do cut, we need to save the legacies, the mother trees, you know, so they can withstand the future stresses coming down the road.
She says, finally, it's also possible to regenerate our forest with a diversity of species by planting. I think one of the risks that she's highlighted is the tendency to reduce the number of species in a given planting area. She says, that's very, very dangerous. You need to maintain the diversity so that Mother Nature has the tools she needs to use her intelligence to self-heal. Those are the words of Dr. Simard.
That's it. And we need to remember that forests aren't just a bunch of trees competing with each other. They're super cooperators.
Wow, what a concept. Super cooperators. There's, I think, billions of human beings on the planet that maybe also need to think about doing
that.
Yes,
they do. Well, I love the idea that trees are talking to each other. But if you've missed any of today's show or you want to hear this again, we have the podcast for you at kfbk.com or on the iHeartRadio app.
You know, it just dawns on me, too. We should also spell Dr. Simard's last name if you want to look her up. It's S-I-M-A-R-D, Suzanne Simard at the University of British Columbia. You'll find more fascinating details at her website.
And you can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks so much for joining us today. Hope you have a great and cool week.
I'm Roy Walkenhorst.
And I'm Judy Brooks. We'll be back next Sunday right here on KFBK and iHeartRadio for a Healing Quest.
This podcast has been brought to you by Healing Quest Natural, clinical-grade superfood, digestive health, and immune support supplements. More information is available at healingquestnatural.com.